the Keystone Energy Board had folks from all kinds of disciplines, which I thought was unusual, because prior to that, I was on boards where it was just all utility executives. But you didn't have people from one industry, you had people from different industries to bring a totally, I would say, comprehensive perspective.
Welcome back to the Keynotes Podcast from the Keystone Policy Center. I'm your host, Marcus Chavez. This is the second episode in our second series of our year-long initiative celebrating the Keystone Policy Center's 50th anniversary. Last time, we highlighted Keystone's early work in energy, including nuclear waste management, and its work surrounding energy development near tribal lands. Today, we're diving into the Keystone Energy Board, a groundbreaking forum that has been at the forefront of energy policy for decades. In an era marked by rapid technological advancements, evolving regulations, and the urgent need for climate action, the Keystone Energy Board has stood out as a beacon of collaborative problem solving. Established during a time when the energy sector was navigating complex challenges, the board brought together an unprecedented mix of voices, industry leaders, policymakers, environmental advocates, and more. Its mission? To tackle the pressing issues of the day with a collaborative, forward-thinking approach. From grid resilience and transmission policy to the broader implications of trust building and innovation, we'll hear from some of the people who were there. So let's step into the room where it happened and discover how the Keystone Energy Board became a cornerstone of energy policy innovation. The Keystone Energy Board was established at a time when the energy industry was grappling with rapid technological advancements, regulatory changes, and growing environmental concerns. The need for a platform where diverse perspectives from energy sector leaders could converge was more crucial than ever. Here's Jane Lewis Raymond, the founder of Hilltop Strategies and longtime Energy Board member.
The Keystone Energy Board is a group of incredibly dedicated people in the energy industry that come from every aspect of the industry. We have utilities, industry, producers, NGOs, people from the government sector, people from the philanthropic sector. And we're all able to come together three times a year to talk about some of the most pressing issues that are facing the nation and the world. At the intersection, and this is critical to me, at the intersection of where energy policy and environmental policy and other policies all come together.
Phil Sharp, a former member of Congress and former co-chair of the Keystone Energy Board, recalls how Keystone recognized the importance of fostering dialogue among policymakers, industry leaders, and environmental advocates.
Later, of course, once I was out of Congress, I actually was, I believe then it's when I went on the energy board of the Keystone Center, and the two or three meetings, or I think it was three a year that they had, were just valuable updates in what is happening, because what a lot of people forget is these dynamic things that are happening. But that's one of the roles that Keystone has played, is trying to figure out when that begins to happen, what happens? Can you get people together? And people begin to need to get together.
By creating a neutral forum, the Energy Board allowed participants to move beyond entrenched positions and focus on finding solutions that balanced economic, environmental, and societal needs. David Owens highlights how the board's structure encouraged open dialogue and the sharing of best practices, setting a new standard for collaborative governance.
These issues were all kind of new. We were bringing in cogeneration and small power production, and they were new competitors for the electric utility industry. So there was a lot of anxiety that existed at that time with all this uncertainty and the evolving role of utilities. We brought industry, we brought government, a whole different crew of folks. In fact, I think it was the first collaboration, precursor to many other collaborations, that began to demonstrate how valuable listening to one another, understanding one another's viewpoints, and trying to resolve some of the issues. So it was very, very helpful.
One of the Keystone Energy Board's early achievements was its role in shaping transmission policy, a complex and often contentious issue. The discussions that took place within the board led to the development of policies that were eventually incorporated into federal legislation. Clint Vince shares a memorable moment when Bob Craig was able to navigate a tense discussion, eventually leading the group to a breakthrough, illustrating both Craig's stature in this process and the power of Keystone's facilitation.
One other thing that Bob taught us all was not to take ourselves too seriously. And I recall in one particularly contentious Keystone dialogue, we're dealing with transmission issues. We had all these captains of industry from different points on the compass in terms of point of view. And there was one CEO that was getting pretty wound up on the righteousness of his position. And Bob interrupted him and said in his gravelly voice, "You need to lighten up. No one else that I know of could have done that and pulled it off." There was a moment of silence. And then for the rest of that dialogue, there was a spirit of cooperation that had been absent. And we ended up really shaping transmission policy in legislation that my co-chair of the Energy Board, Phil Sharp, ended up passing while he was still in Congress and chair of the Energy Subcommittee.
The recommendations reached in these discussions helped develop general principles necessary to improve the interstate transmission certification and siting process. This collaborative effort not only influenced key legislative outcomes, but also set a precedent for how industry and government could work together to address critical infrastructure needs. Tom Kuhn reflects on how the board's discussions on transmission policy helped bridge the gap between industry stakeholders and regulators, leading to more effective and equitable solutions.
The secret sauce, I think, of Keystone was that was to build trust among people that were potential adversaries, where we could talk freely within a room and it was not going to get outside that room, where we could understand other people's approaches and adopt some of them. And it was just kind of a magic formula that that people, you know, from opposite sides of the political spectrum, from opposite sides of the energy and environmental spectrum, somehow or other came together and make it work.
A key element of the board's success was its ability to foster trust among stakeholders with differing viewpoints and valuing those different viewpoints. Lori Schmidt spent 30 years working in the Environmental Protection Agency and on Capitol Hill before moving to the private sector. She shares how her involvement in the Energy Board allowed her to call upon members of the board's network to give critical insight on developing sensible and effective regulations.
So there was one regulation in particular that I worked on where we were working on regulating the utility sector, in particular coal-fired power plants, and we were very worried about how to make sure that people complied, but also make sure that it didn't adversely affect grid reliability. And we were really concerned about grid reliability and needed to understand kind of the processes that were already in place with the RTOs and the ISOs to make sure that reliability was protected. We didn't really have that expertise in-house, so what I was able to do was call up a couple people that I knew from the Energy Board. I knew I could talk to them confidentially because I developed that relationship, and they were able to give us some great advice about what to do. We incorporated that in what we wound up proposing, and I think as a result, we wound up with a regulation that did protect grid reliability while still having the focus of addressing the environmental issues. And I don't think that would have happened if I hadn't had the years of experience I'd had on the Energy Board.
Tom Kuhn emphasizes the long-term impact of these discussions, highlighting how they paved the way for more resilient and adaptable energy policies.
The electric utility industry was looked upon as the major polluter in the country and in the world. And I went to the board and I said, "Do you like that reputation?" And of course, they said, "No, we don't particularly like that reputation." And I said, "Well, let's get on the offense and try and do something about it." And those were the things that Keystone was getting us to do one step at a time to move forward to make a major difference on the environment.
The trust built during Energy Board dialogues and meetings allowed industry leaders and government officials to push forward with significant regulatory changes and industry advancements. But perhaps the most profound ripple effect was the cultural shift it initiated, proving that even in highly technical and contentious fields like energy, collaboration and mutual understanding could lead to groundbreaking progress. Lori Schmidt shares her perspective about how the Energy Board is a forum that allows participants to get away from the polarized discussion and instead get members to actively listen to those with different viewpoints in the energy sector.
So I think one of the things that is so valuable about being on the Energy Board and coming to the meetings is that so much of our discussions today are in the public space are polarized with people taking opposite positions and being adamantly, it's all this or it's all that. And with Keystone Energy Board, even though people come at it from very different perspectives, they take the time to listen to kind of what the problems are that the other side faces and how to address it. And I think it's a way of, I don't think you can really solve problems if you don't understand them completely from all perspectives. And Keystone Energy Board gives people the opportunity to understand energy issues and, in my space, kind of environmental issues with an understanding of the full range of perspectives that are at play. And I think that's just invaluable in coming up with good solutions.
The Keystone Energy Board didn't just attempt to solve problems. It redefined how those problems should be approached. By fostering an environment where diverse voices could come together, it set a precedent for the power of collaborative governance, a legacy that continues to inspire and inform energy policy today. The Keystone Energy Board stands as a testament to the power of collaborative governance. By bringing together diverse perspectives and focusing on mutual goals, it has helped shape energy policy for decades. Join us in our final episode where we reflect on Keystone's legacy related to climate change and look ahead to the future of energy innovation. Keynotes is a production of the Keystone Policy Center, a 501c3 nonprofit organization based out of Keystone, Colorado, which for 50 years has empowered leaders to reach common higher ground. If you would like to learn more about the Keystone Policy Center, please visit our website at keystone.org.